It's our Health Matters segment with our friends from University of Rochester Medicine Finger Lakes Health. So first we'll welcome in Kim Alaco. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I am good as always. Good to have you on board. Now, what do we have going on?
I just have a couple announcements. As we mentioned last time, next Tuesday, June 9th from 4 to 6, we are having an open house at Finger Lakes Health Primary Care, which is located in the medical office building adjacent to Geneva General Hospital on the second floor. And this is welcoming back Dr. Arthur Equinazzi and Dr. Platzer back to caring for our community in Geneva. They'll be alongside Greg Fix, Stephanie Husney, and Amanda Briggs at the practice. So it's 4 to 6. We encourage everyone to come out, take a tour of the practice, say hi to Dr. Platzer, Dr. Equinazzi. We are accepting new patients at this practice, so we're looking forward to seeing everyone. And the other reminder, as we've mentioned a couple times, is we're moving forward on our mission at Finger Lakes Health to implement eRecord or Epic across all of our facilities. And this is allowing us to have one patient, one record, so that your results, your diagnostics, your refills, you're communicating with your provider, everything will be available to you as of November 1st. But we're encouraging people to sign up for MyChart now. And you can find a link for that on flhealth.org. If you go to our patient portal program, at the very bottom, you'll see a link to MyChart. So we're just asking people to go out, get signed up now so that on November 1st, you'll have access to everything. But right now, you can see your lab results. You can see diagnostics. So there are things that are available now.
Excellent. Would you like to introduce our guests for this morning?
Yes. Today we have Kara Silkowitz. Kara has been with Finger Lakes Health for almost 5 years. She's done this radio show. I think this is probably her fifth time doing it. We try to bring her out every year. And she is the talent acquisition supervisor for Finger Lakes Health.
Hey, good morning, Kara. How are you this morning?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you being here. Talent acquisition coordinator. It's a fancy sounding title.
I'm a recruiter, so mm-hmm. I oversee our recruitment team here at Finger Lakes Health.
And that recruitment team covers not just the obvious, because when people think, okay, if a health organization is hiring, oh, they must be looking for nurses. And while we know that's true, nurses are always in demand, mm-hmm. there are so many other different positions that are available.
Absolutely. So nutritional services, you know, finance, accounting, patient access reps, there's a lot more involved besides nursing, obviously nursing being very, very heavy.
Just to give you an idea, I went to flhealth.org/careers and pulled that up a few minutes ago. This is just the first page of job opportunities. There's a medical secretary, medical assistant per diem, a patient access rep, a couple of accounting positions, a medical assistant at the Family Health Center in Dundee, another medical assistant position, a surgery scheduler for gastroenterology, and CNAs and a CNA trainee. And like I said, that's just page one. So these are a variety of positions that cover a variety of different disciplines.
Absolutely. So what's unique is there's something for everybody in healthcare. And with that being said, anybody who is interested in healthcare and takes on a position with Finger Lakes Health, we're very big on growing your career, supporting you in doing so. We do a lot of that with nursing, but you know, we're able to do that with other areas as well.
And some of the other jobs, I just went to page two. You mentioned nutritional services.
Yes.
Nutritional services aide, a cook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Athletic trainer.
Yes.
Security officer.
Yep.
As well as patient registration and an LPN urgent care part-time position at the urgent care in Seneca Falls. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you look for in an employee?
The biggest thing for us is we want somebody who seems like they're very, very excited to be able to serve our community. The other thing that we really like to take a look at is we like to look at their job history. You know, we really want to see somebody who has had a consistent job history. And the biggest thing is we really just want somebody who has, you know, the same values as us as far as Finger Lakes is concerned.
How about people that, you know, maybe they've been away from the job market for a few years and are looking to get back into things. Are there opportunities for them as
Absolutely. We can help them. There, like I said, there's opportunity for everybody. We offer CNA training classes to anybody who's interested in the patient care. We offer those 7 times a year. We have 2 programs. One class is starting July 20th, and then we have another class that's starting August 11th. So those are actually open for individuals who want to get into hands-on training. And there's so many departments and so many great managers that are going to work with their employees to get them to where they need to be. So if somebody's taken, you know, a break from the workforce for a while, we've brought a lot of individuals in. They've grown with us. They've started with us. And, you know, they're very successful.
And correct me if I'm wrong, with the CNA program, that's kind of getting in on the ground level where you can advance.
Absolutely.
And maybe go for an LPN or an RN position.
Correct.
And work your way up the ladder that way. And as you said, the education and training comes along with that.
Yes, it does.
If you're moving along.
Right. And we will support you. We have 2 colleges on campus. So we have Marion S. Whalen, which that offers a 10-month program for LPNs. We also offer a 2-year program for an associate's degree nurses program with Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing. We have CNAs. They come in. They go through our CNA class. They're paid to do so. They work as a CNA in our long-term care skilled nursing facilities, and they can actually go to our school at the same time, and we will help them pay for it. We also support them with something we call supplemental pay, where they're working full-time hours when school's not in session. And then when school's in session, they work part-time hours but get full-time pay, full-time benefits. So that way, they're still able to support themselves and focus on school.
And the training that we're talking about here, that doesn't just include the classroom. There is some practical experience that comes along with that, where you're actually kind of, you know, in the environment.
Absolutely, yeah. So our employees, they're working directly with our residents. They're working with our patients. So, yeah.
How many positions do you hope to fill in the course of a year?
Oh, geez.
That's
hard to say.
I was going to say, you know, that seems like it's a pretty big number. But again, it's a big organization.
It is. Well, what I can tell you is our recruitment team, we fill at least 500 positions each year. That's at least 500 positions. Last year, we did more than that. We're expected to do more than that this year as well. We're at least filling that many positions.
And one of the big questions I'm sure that comes up with people that are looking for jobs are benefits.
Yes.
And what benefits are offered.
Absolutely. So one of the things I will say about our benefits is they are very, very affordable. When we're talking about health insurance benefits, very affordable, minimal amounts coming out that our employees are seeing coming out of their paychecks biweekly for that. We offer, as far as health insurance is concerned, 2 very flexible type of plans. PTO, we offer anywhere from 136 hours of PTO annually, which is a little over 3 weeks, to 176 hours of PTO, a little over 4 weeks, even 215 hours of PTO when we're thinking about some other positions. So we really want our employees to have a really nice work-life balance. We value that within our facilities.
And one of the neat things is if you work for the organization, you can find a practice like Kim was talking about, where you can have your care right within your personal care,
and
right within the organization.
And that is one of the perks, too. I cannot say enough about our providers. We have wonderful providers. I know my team is taking advantage of our providers here. I know my family, personally, has had wonderful experiences with our providers here as well. So that's another great opportunity while you're working with us.
Yeah, and it takes the complication out of everything when you kind of one-house it like that. It takes a lot of the, you know, a lot of the paperwork and a lot of the red tape and everything.
Absolutely.
And it just blows that away.
Yes. And it's a completely different type of experience. I had been, before starting here, I had been with another provider for a very, very, very long time, and she had retired. And so I got a provider with Finger Lakes Health, the best thing I've ever done. And I can't say more about that.
So if you want to find out more about careers with Finger Lakes Health and University of Rochester Medicine, again, the website is flhealth.org/careers. That's flhealth.org/careers. And you can browse the job openings that are available. And for majority of these, you can apply right online.
Absolutely.
And this is a perfect opportunity for the time, like having Kara on the show today. So we're encouraging all of our parents and our grandparents, everyone who's listening to the station. We know that you have children graduating high school. You have children graduating, grandchildren graduating college. So as Paul mentioned, we have plenty of opportunities across the board. So we encourage everyone to reach out to us.
Yeah. And again, some of these positions are not directly healthcare related. If you're good with food, you know, you can go
Absolutely.
For that cook position, or there are clerical positions mm-hmm. if that's something that you're interested in. And of course, if you maybe have a little bit of medical background, there's places there for you too.
Yep. For everyone.
Kara, I appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much.
Thanks Kim, for having me.
Good to see you as always.
Nice to see you, Paul. Thanks.
And again, that's flhealth.org/careers. That's the website you want to check out to find out about the job listings that are available and applying online.